You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hena Baba. When the state released testing data for California's public school students earlier this fall, results for San Francisco Unified's African-American students were distressing. The president of the NAACP called the low achievement numbers, quote, criminal, and demanded a state of emergency that would rally citywide resources to help all students thrive. But test results don't come close to painting a full picture. Behind them is a long and complicated history for the city's Black students, and quite a few glimmers of hope. Last week, the district's new superintendent, Vincent Matthews, unveiled a detailed, expansive, and expensive plan to help Black students feel a sense of safety and belonging, and to compel teachers at the most challenging schools to stick around. It capitalizes on what's already working. Here to tell us more about all that is KALW's education reporter, Lee Romney. So a state of emergency sounds really serious. What is this stemming from? Has the achievement numbers for African-American students gotten a lot worse?
Well, actually, they haven't. But the results from the state standardized test, which is called the Smarter Balanced Test, are definitely low. Only 1/5 of African-American students met or exceeded standards on the English language arts portion, and only 1/8 met or exceeded them in math. Hmm. But the frustration is actually coming from how long that achievement gap between Black students and the group that tests highest, generally white or sometimes Asian students, has persisted. Mm-hmm. It's fluctuated over the years, but the superintendent showed the board some charts, and for the past quarter of a century, that big gap hasn't changed that much. Here's a clip of Brown of the NAACP at the board meeting.
It's not that the children are failing. I'm using pronoun we. We are failing. Now it's time for us to fess up and show some fruits of repentance. And at the top of the list, declare a state of emergency. If we don't do that, we're going to be back where we were 40 years ago.
So what is the history, Lee?
Well, he says 40 years. In 1978, the NAACP filed a lawsuit against the district for basically segregating African-American students. Mm-hmm. A consent decree was put in place, and it said that students from one racial or ethnic group couldn't make up more than 45% of the student body at any one school. And there was tons of busing of students out of Bayview Hunters Point. There was massive teacher overhaul. And then in 2001, after a group of Chinese-American parents who were opposed to the busing sued, the district started using socioeconomics instead of race and ethnicity, and the schools basically got resegregated. Mm. And through all that tremendous upheaval, the gap persisted. By 2005, that decree had been lifted. And then the district introduced something new called the Dream Schools. And those were these really rigorous kind of private school styled approach with longer academic hours and uniforms and targeting mostly African-American students. But that got mired in a big political mess. And so that fell apart. So there's this real feeling of deja vu for people who've been demanding change for such a long time.
Mm-hmm. And the city's African-American population really changed in that time.
Yeah, for sure. There's been this huge out-migration of middle-class African-American families from San Francisco. In early 2000, there were 10,000 Black students in the district schools, and by this past year, it was down to 3,900. Mm. So a lot of the African-American families that are left are living in poverty and often in neighborhoods with higher violence. And that means it takes a lot of effort and resources to create the best learning environment for those students.
Right. So the gap in test scores have stayed about the same for 25 years. But what has changed?
Well, there definitely have been bright spots that get kind of lost in the talking about test scores alone. Psychiatrists and psychologists, this is just one example. Psychiatrists and psychologists from UCSF worked really extensively with students at one elementary school in Visitation Valley to address behavior problems that stemmed from trauma, and suspensions dropped to almost nothing. But then, the grant for that very costly program ran out. Nearly 3 years ago, though, the district brought in somebody to lead a new initiative for African-American achievement and leadership, and there have been some real gains. Mm-hmm. Just last year, one elementary school saw a 30% increase in math scores for its African-American students. Hmm. So, you know, it's not all bad news. There's a focus on trying to make sure students and teachers in these historically underserved schools feel safe and heard.
Mm-hmm. So then how do we do that? What's the plan now?
Well, there's a new superintendent in town. He came along last spring, Vincent Matthews. Mm-hmm. And he's not only African-American. He grew up in the Bayview, and he started his teaching career in the Bayview. And his, so his heart is really in this in a big way. Mm. And so he has a plan that focuses on part of it focuses on 10 schools that have high black student enrollment, low test scores, high poverty, and relatively inexperienced teachers. Teachers at those schools tend to have like half the teaching experience of the district average. So what the plan proposes is to bring in a lot of supports like social workers, reach out to families, and give teachers a lot of professional and personal support to help them stick around. And some of that has already started. But Matthews is also looking at schools elsewhere in the city where overall test scores look pretty good, mm-hmm. but there's still this enormous achievement gap between African-American students and the top-performing group of more than 50 percentage points. So there's 10 other schools in that category. Those are K through 8 students. We're going to start with those 20 schools and just bring a whole bunch of resources to bear.
So lots of plans. They sound expensive.
Yep. And he said he actually used the term major resources. It's going to take major resources. But he also said he's committed to raising that money privately, you know, raising it so that it won't come out of the school budget. And so he's already kind of making the rounds and trying to talk up this plan. And the response from the board and even from the NAACP was pretty positive. And as for the state of emergency, the board members last week said, consider it declared.
Okay. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.